It's time to move over to Australia now, where protests are taking place in cities around the world following the death of George Floyd, the unarmed black man that died at the end of May in the U.S. city of Minneapolis after a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, knelt on his neck for just 9 minutes or over 9 minutes. The incident was caught on video and has since gone viral. On the video, Floyd is reportedly heard saying, "I cannot breathe." The now former police officer has been fired and charged with third-degree murder. Widespread protests have been seen in numerous cities across the United States, United Kingdom, and Asia, condemning the ongoing police violence against black people. A demonstration planned in Sydney, Australia for today has, however, been cancelled as threats were made against the event. Prime Minister Scott Morrison was quoted by The Guardian urging the demonstrators to, quote, not import things happening in other countries to Australia. Katie! Good morning. How's it going? Well, I suppose morning for Isaac. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Av. Yeah, well, it's actually just we're past morning. We're 45 minutes or so, yeah, into the afternoon. Mm. But it's going really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very surprising. We've been locked down and all sorts of things have happened since we last spoke.
We're going to chat a little bit about that a little bit later on. But I mean, for this, I saw yesterday they were planning to do a march out in Australia. What is the latest on the ground regarding the planned demonstrations?
Well, what's actually happened is they have had a few marches. There was quite a turnout in Perth on Monday night, as many people refer to as Cape Town in Australia. And in solidarity, obviously, with the happenings in America with the George Floyd tragedy. There was a protest that was held yesterday evening in Sydney. They estimate about 3,000 protesters did attend this rally. Look, it started off at 5 p.m. at what we call our town hall. It was very quiet in the sense that it was peaceful. There was the presence of riot squad, you know, heavy police presence, mounted policemen, but it was a peaceful protest. And I think it's something that Australians are feeling not only, there's not only the empathetic element and acting in solidarity with the African Americans and, you know, those who, in the United States and George Floyd and the family and such. But there's also a need to highlight the issues that we have here with Indigenous incarceration and a high number of deaths in custody of our First Nations people.
And talking to that, though, the overall atmosphere seems to be, I mean, this is all around the world that, you know what, this is a time to take a stand, no matter the precautions, no matter what our government is saying. There seems to be this rebellious sort of atmosphere coming out. Is that also the case out there?
Look, I think it's less rebellious in a sense. I think it's been an ongoing narrative. I mean, you've got to look at the figures here. So, to begin with, in 1991, there was a Royal Commission. The Australians love a Royal Commission. And that looked into deaths of Indigenous peoples in police custody. Now, since that 1991 Royal Commission, we've had more than 400 deaths in custody. You've got a group of people, and they are our First Nations people. So they are the first people that, you know, they are the original Australians. They comprise 3% of the population, yet they make up over 20% of the prison population. In fact, 28% of the prison population. And it's an ongoing issue. It's something that different groups have been highlighting and basically needing to look at why is this happening. You know, there needs to be faster movement, more things done to stop this. And interestingly enough, tragically, in 2015, a young 26-year-old Aboriginal man, David Dungay, died in custody here in Australia, in Sydney. And it was a similar issue. They were moving him from one cell to another. Multiple policemen, he was pinned down, he was chanting, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And it went largely unnoticed. So I think many Australians are feeling that, yes, this is a time to rise up in solidarity with you know, the American people, but it's also yet more of a time to highlight what we need to highlight here and deal with in Australia.
Yeah, and in some media reports coming out in Australia was that the Prime Minister had a particular, if I want to be politically correct, particular view on the demonstrations. Has the Prime Minister changed his views in any way?
He doesn't seem to have commented specifically since, you know, his, as you quoted the article in The Guardian. Look, his big thing was, you know, don't bring, as you said, don't bring what's happening or import what's happening in other countries here to Australia. Well, look, yes, there's a difference. There's a historical difference. There are, you know, it's not exactly comparable situations. But to many Australians, it's not importing anything because we do have our issues here. So I think, you know, I cannot second guess the Australian Prime Minister. I mean, abs, can we second guess politicians? Do we know what's going, you know, going on in their minds? But I think his thing is, you know, look at our situation. Yes, we need to deal with it. He's not against protesting. He's not against protests. But I would imagine that what they don't want to see are flare-ups comparable to what's been happening in the United States.
All right. And Katie, then, as we look forward to the future, most definitely this has set a precedent. I think many people around the world have come out to say what they want to say against racism, against racial killings. But I mean, from your side, do you think perhaps the message has gotten across to Australians, or it's a question of, listen, we see what's happening there, but we're still dealing with coronavirus?
Well, exactly. You know, I think what's happened here is because there's been so much success, in inverted commas, with regards to coronavirus. I mean, life is virtually back to normal. Other issues are obviously, well, we need to keep focusing on other issues. I think when you talk about getting the message home to Australians and such, we need to be aware of this all the time because there is still much to be done here. And those people that are vulnerable in our community need to access help, support, and basically the First Nations people have got extremely valid reasons for keeping these issues at the forefront of Australian society. So I think it's something we just need to have continued awareness, but awareness that leads to constructive solutions and work with regards to the matters. So let's hope, Abs, you know, as you well know, these issues flare up. There's outrage, there's condemnation, you know, there's sort of solidarity and empathy, but it can't be forgotten. You can't just forget it and then, you know, go on with your lives. Because I'm sure you, as anyone that's seen the footage of, I get palpitations thinking about it, you know, George Floyd's death and others, many, many others, and you know, the abuse and the ill treatment of African Americans. It's not saying all policemen are bad. We know that that's not the case, but it's too distressing, and it's just something that can't be forgotten. No, it has to be in our consciousness so we can deal with it.
Man, Katie, thank you once again for your views. But as always, before we let you go, your parting message to the listeners.
Oh. Yeah, I hope you're not having to queue at bottle stores. And to be kind, I have been hearing stories like you wouldn't believe. And obviously, just stay safe, stay careful. And, you know, it's a curve that has to be flattened. It has to be dealt with. It's serious. I'm sure you've spoken to people who have had the virus. And it's just stay strong, stay together. Yeah, I have to tell you, I was lucky enough to have a South African-themed meal last night.
Wow.
Makes me think of home, makes me miss home. But, strength and support to you all.
Thank you so much, Katie. And talking about queuing in lines for alcohol, it's been interesting watching some of the images this side. Anyways, Katie, thank you so very much. A very, very good morning or afternoon to you.
Thank you, Abs, and the same to you.
Thank
and
you
everyone
so much. Katie McDonald, Art in Sydney, Australia.